Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 5. I'm Deidre.
This is Lisa. You always introduce yourself first.
That's I know. I was waiting. I was wondering. I was like, what's this awkward pause?
You always introduce yourself first, and I chime in. I'm like, brr, 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 this is Lisa.
Well, I kind of forgot. It's been a while since we've done this. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here anymore.
It has been 2 weeks.
2 weeks too long.
And I can't take anything seriously right now because Deidre is wearing a onesie.
You're welcome.
It's a unicorn onesie.
What other kind of onesie would it be?
And it's pink. It with is. Glitter.
I mean, if you're gonna do it right.
Apparently.
I don't own anything else in this color.
No.
Nor do I even like unicorns, but here we are.
At least you're warm, though.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I said don't return it.
Well, the tags are still on there. I'm returning it. Like, I'm not going to pay, like, $40 or whatever this was for a unicorn onesie.
Why?
I need to save my money for our trip.
We already paid that trip. We didn't pay for
the massage.
Speaking of our trip, we finally decided where we're going.
We did. Yep.
Arizona.
Good old Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Exactly.
Never mind, we're flying into Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually just going there, one, to retire, two, to get Botox. Like, those are the only reasons to go to Arizona.
That's what people do in Arizona.
I'm pretty sure that is what they do, though.
Well, retire, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people from up here who've gone down there to retire.
Oh, yeah,
or
totally.
Have a house down there. Botox, though?
Yep.
Are people in North Dakota going down to good old Arizona to get fillers?
We probably don't know. They probably don't tell us, and they come back all refreshed, and we think it's just the sunshine, but it's actually Botox.
True.
Yeah. So.
That's our plan.
You know, I'm going to be having my birthday there, so I'm like, if I'm going to be older, I might as well reduce these wrinkles.
So you're going to celebrate your birthday with
Botox.
Injections in your face.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time to me.
See, I'm somebody. I like the idea of, like, filling in this right here, these mouth lines.
Like the little smile lines or whatever.
Like the smoker lines. Haven't you ever heard that term? Like people who smoke, they have these really deep lines.
No.
Serious. This isn't just soft talk talking. Look at people who smoke. Their lines are even more deeper because they're puckering up their lips around
their
cigarette. I swear. We will Google this when we're done.
Okay, we will.
And yes, so I like the idea of getting that filled in.
Mm, yeah, me too.
And then like the forehead lines.
Same.
But then I'm somebody where I always think about the side effects.
Oh, that's true.
Do I want this puffy old face down in Arizona or some kind of allergic reaction or breakout in hives or who knows?
We would be the 1% to have like go into like a coma.
Yes. I realize
sure that's a side effect is a coma.
The coma is a side effect of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate too much food? Coma.
Coma.
Oh, you're constipated? Coma.
Oh my god.
But that's what I would think about is the side effects of getting Botox. Or what if something would be weird? Or this eyebrow's way up here now.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
I cannot have fun now that my eyebrow is like one inch higher than the other.
Like you're like judging everyone. That's all I'd be thinking
about. Then I would have to like wrap a towel around my head and be like, this is me now.
This is me now.
Cover up the eyebrows.
Or you could just get bangs to cover up the eyebrow.
Yes, because I have such thick hair. Let's cut bangs.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Try it. See how it goes.
I don't think that's going to be a good look for me.
But it'll cover up that eyebrow.
Yes. But I had bangs in grade school and a mullet and it was permed. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm not getting my hair permed or bangs.
But maybe a mullet.
Maybe a mullet, though. Maybe a mullet. That's always on the table.
It's true. Yeah, there's like the modern mullet now. So you could try that as well. I mean, that would also distract from the eyebrow.
It would. Nobody would notice a one eyebrow's way up there.
No.
If I had a mullet.
Mm-mm. Or you could, like, use makeup. Like, you could, like, shave your eyebrow and then redraw your eyebrow.
I don't have very good artistic skills. I know you do.
Well, maybe I'll draw it for you then.
You should all see Deidre's self-portrait of herself. because it's amazing.
What are we talking about?
When you drew yourself for work.
Where I'm like made myself look like a wrinkly grandma? Hashtag self-portrait. Hashtag this is how I actually feel in life. Grandma.
Like, you can draw my eyebrow because I know you got drawing skills. I drew myself as a stick figure with big hair.
Well, you can just draw a stick eyebrow.
I'll just have one really thin eyebrow and then this thick one.
It'll just be perfect.
Natural.
Yeah, totally natural.
A new look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you're pretty sparkly.
Is it distracting you?
Like, you always dress more like me, the black and the grays.
I know, black now, on black on black.
And now we have pink glitter going on with the horn.
I kind of love it, though. I don't know why. Like,
that's why
like
you can't
so
return
much.
It no. If you're feeling your horn and your ears and your tail.
I know. But it's still
gonna maybe
be your
that'll
turn.
Calm you down on your anxiety.
Maybe.
Pretty soon you're going to have to wear this onesie all the time when you're home.
Oh,
and just
my
like
gosh.
Feel this horn.
Yeah, it could
and
be
then
like therapy.
And then pretty soon it's going to look kind of bad, though, if you're like feeling this horn and doing this gesture.
It does like that gesture.
See?
No, it's true.
Not the most appropriate.
So maybe we should just return
that
it.
That calms you down. Well, maybe you should stick to the bat onesie you got.
It does have wings. It has wings.
Why did you not put this on for your little fashion show right now?
Oh, well, it's too late now. We don't have time for this in this episode.
Well, after this.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
Then I want to see the bat onesie with the wings.
It does have wings. I can't believe you didn't see that in the picture, though.
Well, like, it's very
I literally was like this, like when I was posing. When I was posing, yeah, I was
are you
like,
stand up
I was
for
like,
me,
yeah,
for the people
for the
listening right now.
People at home, I'm standing up.
This
right
is
now.
Why we're gonna start doing this on YouTube, so we can see you standing up in your unicorn onesie.
I was like, how do I pose with these wings? I was like, can I do this? And then you can see it. And I was like, can I do this? And I was like
the
you should
dance?
See it. What? You can't pose with the wings to see them. So
oh.
I mean,
well, I get to see that. And our two listeners do not.
They do not. Those
maybe
poor
three.
Two listeners.
Maybe three with your mom.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She did ask about other episodes. She's like, Deidre, where's your podcast episodes at?
And like, last weekend was my hermit weekend.
It's true. It really
and Lisa
was.
Lisa didn't text me at all.
No, she didn't, which is fine. Like, I was like, all about hermit. That hermit life. Yeah, like, I like, turned down every invitation to do anything.
You did.
I did.
Even if people
hardcore.
Were bored.
Yeah, even if my friends were bored, I was like, no. That's
no.
Too bad.
Find a different friend.
Oh, exactly. You have plenty of other ones.
I have family matters to catch up on. Is that what you want?
Did I do that? Yeah, pretty much.
Get a Steve Urkel onesie.
Yes.
With the suspenders and the glasses.
Yes, and then you turn it inside out and it's Stefan.
Oh. Why is this not a thing?
Well, we're going to patent it now so
you
then we
be
can be
rich.
Millionaires. Done.
Done.
Done. We're just done with this. Yeah.
Let's retire to Arizona.
I know, honestly.
Which we're going to. So excited, especially since it's so cold today.
I know. I feel like I might not come back. I mean, I don't know about you, but maybe I'll just, like, hide in the hotel.
We are taking the flight down with another coworker.
We are. So.
We have nothing to say about that.
It was not planned. It was not planned
it
at all.
It was not planned, but it seemed the most convenient.
And here we are.
And she might have to walk out with us because she's surprising people. And we're like,
we're like, what do? Keep walking when she sees your family members? Yes.
And like I told Deidre, I'm like, well, we're close up to the front. We have assigned seats. She does not. So she's way in the back. I'm not going to be sitting out there. For like 10 minutes
but
for her to get her shit.
I would feel bad.
Well,
I
she...
would feel bad, like, if we just, like, ditched her and
we're
like,
well,
see
you
a
do
sucker.
That. I'll be like, we should figure out if we're going to rent a car and drive to Scottsdale. Mm. If they have, like, a shuttle service.
Oh, yeah,
if
that's
if they
true. Yeah.
taxi.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably, like, Uber or shuttle.
Yeah, I was going to call or, for the shuttle.
Yeah, or just, like, but. Unicorn it. Because unicorns can fly.
Or bats.
Just fly there.
Bats can fly
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. We can bats. Use bats.
We can bats.
We can bats.
We can bats.
New
bats.
Form of transportation. Bats.
Well, that was another fascinating talk of sock talk. Apparently, we need more than 10 minutes, but.
But here we are. Thanks for tuning in.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?